I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back, folks. We're joined by Austin Badon, New Orleans' first city court clerk of court, and we're going to talk about evictions. Austin, welcome to the show.
Hey. How you doing, my friend?
It's good to have you back. It's been a while. Tell us and give us an update as to what's going on relative to evictions now that the pandemic moratorium has ended.
Yeah, it's always good to be with you. I'm not on nearly as much as Michael Hick, but that's okay. I'm not going to hold that against
you. Yeah, but are you a DJ? That's the real question.
No, I'm not a DJ. I'm still looking for those 8-track tapes to pull out, so I'm not a DJ.
Yeah, good luck in finding those.
Oh, I know, man. We used to throw those things away, but now they would be worth a ton of money if we had them.
Exactly.
Yeah. So going back to evictions, you know, we are processing evictions. Generally, the first part of the month, we don't see as many. So as of today, so for example, Malkus has processed 5. But generally, at the middle to the end of the month is when we see them start picking up, because then the grace period runs out and then landlords start coming in. So I might do an average of maybe 8 to 9 a day, but one day I might have 60 or 70. And I will tell you, it's a bad day if you are in one of those numbers. So, you know, we are processing evictions. And what saddens me and pains me the most, and you could relate to this because I know in your previous professional life, you kind of expounded on this, that when kids are affected or older people are affected, you know, it's really hurtful. And so, you know, in a lot of these cases with these evictions, the children will go to school in the morning, and when they come home, their belongings are, you know, they're on the front of the property because they've been put out. And so, you know, that's a difficult situation. The constable does a really good job maintaining people's dignity, and he also employs a counselor, which basically helps people to find housing in, you know, a quick period of time in case they're evicted. But, yes, evictions are going on. And, you know, it's a big problem in this country. And what's going on here locally is landlords, in some cases, not all cases, they are evicting the tenant. So if you're a tenant and you're paying maybe $1,000 a month, what the landlords are doing, in some cases, they're evicting them because now the going rate for a one-bedroom apartment is maybe $1,700 or $1,800. I've also spoken to some landlords who are getting out of the rental business and they're switching to Airbnb because it has a higher value and they could turn the property over quicker for more money. But just last week, you know, I was out at Joe Brown Park helping people with their electric bills, specifically tenants with their electric bills, sewage and water board bills, and trying to make sure that they are not evicted. But it's an ongoing problem.
What are, you know, the interesting thing here is that it seems like a lot of these things aren't aligning, right? I mean, we have more jobs available than ever. Everyone I talk to is looking for folks to work. Wages are up. Obviously, as you pointed out, rents are up. But it seems as though if the number of evictions are up, what is driving this? I mean, Are people just not working, or what is really driving it?
I think when you have an economy such as what's going on in New Orleans and the surrounding area, where it's based upon hospitality and tourism, the average wages are not that high. And so people are having a hard time making ends meet and being able to pay these higher rents. And, you know, as I mentioned before, the rent is constantly going up. It's very difficult to find good quality, affordable housing out there. Now, you could go find some place, you know, back when we were looking for an apartment, you know, we might pay $400, $450. Those days are long gone. So the rents are higher and the wages have not gone up. And so therefore you have people who are having to work two or three jobs to do it. Inflation is just killing the individuals because they have no disposable income. And the other part about it is they're literally working to pay for gasoline or food. And so some other things have to be, you know, kind of put on the back burner. One of them is rent. What I tell people when we're trying to educate them is have dialogue with your landlord, because your landlord generally is not a bad person. They're in business to make money. It's a business for them. In some cases, they've lost their own job. But they have bills and expenses as well. They still have the tax bill. They still have the, in some cases, the water bill. They have the mortgage. They might have utilities. So, you know, the landlord wants to keep people in their unit, but if they're not paying them, then they have to find someone else who will. And I will tell you, the number one reason why tenants get evicted is because of non-payment of rent. The second reason that they get evicted is because they bring someone else into the unit who is not on the lease. Now, you can have your significant other come over and stay with you for a few days or a family member, but when that person starts living and residing in that unit and they're not on the lease, it causes a problem. And, Lou, the third thing that gets people put out, and I hear it all the time, is tenants make an agreement on the lease that they will not have any pets or anything. Tenants go out and for whatever reason they obtain dogs, and it's not like a lab dog, they obtain big dogs. And so when the landlord finds out about it, they're upset because they got to clean up, and it's very expensive to clean up behind those dogs. So I tell tenants, pay your rent, don't bring anybody else onto the lease, and just, you know, if your lease says don't have any animals, don't do it.
Austin, do you find that people don't really understand this relationship between landlord and tenant? I mean, it just makes good common sense. You know, if you have a lease for a prescribed term, that well in advance, at least 6-7 months before that lease expires, to start to create a dialogue so that you understand exactly what's going to happen.
You know, I think you're right on point with that. The landlords, they understand it because they're in business. And you have to understand that, you know, landlords could be a small mom and pop that might have one or two units, or they might be a big apartment complex. So they understand it. But in a lot of cases, when I speak with the tenants, it kind of catches them by surprise because to no fault of their own, they're living day to day and they're trying to make ends meet and they're trying to provide for their kid or, you know, to be able to take care of some other things. So it slips away from them, and that's when you have a problem. So the city of New Orleans, through the mayor's office, has done a really good job with being able to come up with federal money to be able to help people to be able to stay in their units. And what we're doing now is we're really promoting it for the landlords to go and apply. Because as you know, I've been on before, we talked about the problems that occurred when the money was given to the tenants and the tenants would do something else with it. So we're encouraging the landlords to apply for it. It would go directly to the landlords. And I've been shouting from the mountaintops that that's who should have gotten the money in the first place, because that's who the rent is owed to. So yeah. We did one at Joe Brown Park last week when we spoke about the assistance for utilities. And we're also going to be doing another one coming up, and I'll let you know, to give emergency rental assistance.
Yeah. We have a caller that's got a question. Javon, you're up. You're on with Austin Baton.
Hey, good evening. How y'all doing?
Good, and you?
Hey, good, Javon.
I'm doing good. You might have touched on it somewhat just now. I had a tenant during the pandemic that didn't pay rent. I had to bring her to court last December, evicted her. But during the court process, it was revealed that a check was issued for the address that I rent out to the tenant. But, you know, the court system didn't provide further information on, you know, who the check went to. And, you know, so I was left at the end of the day, I was left with holding the short end of the stick, still didn't receive no assistance. And the tenant had lived there rent free for a year. Are there any further developments on maybe pursuing those who skipped out on paying the rent or making whole with the landlord?
Well, unfortunately, Javon, I'm very aware of your situation. And what has happened is, as I mentioned before, the money should have gone directly to you and not to the tenant because it was owed to you. So what has happened now is the court does not really decide upon that. That is something that was set up through the Department of Treasury, and they implemented all of the guidelines. Now where we are going forward is you have what is basically a civil case. So you need to come and file a civil case against your tenant to be able to recoup that money and let a judge decide, you know, if you should get it or how much you should get. The problem with that is when a tenant leaves, you generally don't know where to find them. And so whenever you sue somebody, they have to be served. There's mechanisms that you could use called like skip tracing to be able to find people to be able to serve them. But I would encourage you to seek legal counsel. And, you know, if you wanted to, you could come to my office here at 421 Loyola, room 201, and you could file a small claims case against them.
Okay, thank you. And I'll try and be there this week sometime. Appreciate it.
And just to let you know that there is another process. It's called IFP or informal pauperous. That means that if you are not capable of really handling all the court fees, you could file informal pauperous, and a judge would decide if you meet the means test and your case could proceed because, you know, you deserve justice and you deserve your day in court, and that's what we want for folks.
All right. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Javon. Austin, you know, we've seen a lot of fluctuation in the cost of, and I just got a text that reminded me of it, of flood insurance, and especially with commercial property and those, if you're not a resident in the property, it's deemed as commercial. Have you heard stories about that from the landlord perspective? Let's do this. Let's hold that thought. Let's go to Dave Cohn. We got some breaking weather news, Dave.
Thank you, Newell. The National Weather Service has just issued a flash flood warning for both Jefferson and Orleans parishes as several cells capable of producing more rain than the pumps can handle are sitting over the South Shore now, dumping heavy rain on both Jefferson and Orleans parishes. The National Weather Service says we could see street flooding between now and 4 p.m. So a flash flood warning, meaning some streets are already flooded, is now in effect in the city of New Orleans and in Jefferson Parish. This extends across the river to both the west banks of Orleans and Jefferson as well, as a cell is sitting right over the metropolitan area right now, dumping heavy amounts of rain as indicated on Doppler radar. Individuals are advised to be very careful when going through flooded streets and underpasses, and make sure if you cannot tell how deep it is, please do not try to get through. Again, a flash flood warning until 4 p.m. Newell.
Thank you so much, Dave. Dave Cohn, WWL News Director, for that update. We will continue this conversation with Austin Badd on New Orleans First City Clerk of Court when we come back. Stay with us, folks.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, folks. We're visiting with Austin Badon, the clerk of court for New Orleans' first city court, talking about evictions and the numbers since the pandemic moratorium ended. Austin, before the break for the weather update, talking about flood insurance policies and the increase in premiums, and are you hearing anything from landlords relative to that issue?
Well, no, not specifically here. That is another expense that the landlords will pass on to the tenant in their rent. But as far as, you know, somebody coming in and using that in one of their pleadings, no, we're not hearing that. It's just another expense that the landlords have to maintain their property. But landlords, you know, landlords have rights, tenants have rights, and we encourage both to utilize the courts. You never take the law into your own hands. You know, a landlord could actually go on his or her computer or write it down and print up their own notice and, you know, give that tenant a notice to vacate. If that doesn't work, they could go to the constable, pay like $20, and the constable will go out and put a notice on the door for them to vacate. Whatever is in the lease, even if they're going month to month, the judge is going to want to see the lease in order for them to make a decision. And so, you know, we encourage everybody to have a lease and make sure that the terms of the lease are strong and agreed upon by everybody.
Have you noticed a change at all in the tone and tenor of the relationship between landlord and tenants in the aftermath of this pandemic?
It has gotten testy. Yes, it has gotten very testy. Landlords have, you know, they don't have a whole lot of patience. They have zero tolerance because now, you know, a lot of landlords realize that tenants did get some federal assistance and they didn't do what they were supposed to do and pay them. So that's why you have an uptick in evictions, because landlords are, they're upset. The landlords are in business. They have bills to pay. And the tenants need to be able to take care of their responsibilities. Again, the tenants have rights. Evictions are appealable. And so, you know, you can appeal it, and the tenant has his or her day in court as well. But generally what we're finding is, when a landlord and a tenant goes before a judge, and the judge will basically ask the landlord, you know, are you willing to give that tenant some time to stay in the unit? The landlord is saying, no, Your Honor, I want them out as soon as possible. So therefore, the tenant is getting a 24-hour eviction notice.
And I guess a lot of times y'all don't really know the nature of the relationship during the pendency of the lease, right? It could be something that was very combative. It's just not really revealed in court.
No, let me tell you, I hear all of the horror stories. We actually had one case, I guess about a year or so ago, where a landlord and a tenant had a very combative relationship, and the tenant received a 24-hour eviction notice. She went out, she purchased some gasoline, and she lit the apartment complex on fire. And, you know, I saw the text messages that were flying back and forth. It was extremely combative, and we don't encourage that at all. I mean, obviously, we cannot give legal advice. I'm purely
the administrative portion of the court system and the custodian of the records. But, you know, when people come in and they have a combative relationship, you know, we encourage them to let the judge decide. Don't take the law into your own hands.
Has the court been able to pretty much keep up with the docket thus far?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I checked a little while ago. So what we're doing is we're probably, if you came in today, we could give you a court date roughly 18 to 19 days from now. You know, we're setting court dates for the month of August. The 29th, I believe, is the actual first day that we could give you a court date if you came in. And we've done a really fantastic job with that, because before it was much longer, we've been able to whittle it down, because we know the longer it takes, like for an eviction, the longer it takes, then that tenant gets to stay in that unit for free. And that's not really fair to the landlord. So we're trying to get them in as soon as possible. However, if there is a combative relationship and they bring it to our attention, we try to expedite it. You know, I have some leeway where I could put some more cases on the docket for something that is, you know, a combative situation where we don't want anything else to happen or for it to just blow up. So we've done a really good job in being able to help the landlords in order to get court dates as soon as possible.
And I don't mean this in a negative way at all, what I'm about to say, but it sounds that, though, and it's probably needed, that you, in some respects, you're playing the role as a counselor, you know, in mediating the conflicts in some cases here, you and others within the system.
Yeah, you know, in some cases we do, which is not under our purview. My purview here is to handle civil cases, 25,000 or less, small claims cases, 5,000 or less, and evictions. But, you know, when, like you, you've been there, when you're out in public, people speak with you and they have questions, and I'm okay with that as a public servant. And, you know, people come in and landlords come in and, you know, we don't give legal advice, but we advise them, don't get into a combative situation with your tenant. Or, you know, we'll tell the tenant, don't get into a combative situation with your landlord. Make sure you take pictures of your property. Make sure you have video of your property. Make sure you have a timeline of the dialogue between you and your tenant. Make sure that you stay away from your tenant if your tenant, you know, says that they're getting a lawyer or they're accusing you of something, and you let a judge decide that. But whenever you go to court, you want to have all your I's dotted and your T's crossed. And so, you know, we want to make sure that the public is knowledgeable, that landlords as well as tenants have rights, and you are afforded your day in court. So like I mentioned before with the IFP, the informal paupers, don't think that just because you might be poor or destitute that you can't have your day in court. If you feel like someone has done you wrong or caused you a damage, you come to my office and you file a case against them. We'll do whatever we can to help you, but in the end, a judge will make that decision.
And I guess the best advice to both sides is document everything in writing, right?
Yeah, that's why, you know, you want to have a strong lease. You want to make sure that you have a lease that both sides understand all of the terms and they sign off on it and it's adhered to. If you decide to go month to month, that makes it a little bit more complicated. You know, you want to maintain a active lease. When the lease runs out, you want to maintain an active lease because the judge is going to revert back to the original lease, even if you're month to month. But, you know, for tenants, we want tenants to have a dialogue with their landlord for it to be ongoing. But they got to understand that the landlord has responsibilities as well.
Austin, final thoughts?
Well, on another note, I just wanted to say, you know, I was listening as I was coming in. It probably was about maybe 10-something, and there was a guy on, and you know, he made some very disparaging remarks about Mayor Cantrell. And we all need to take it down a notch. You know, that's why we're in hot water across the board. We all need to take it down a notch. And he called the mayor some names, and I was personally offended by that. It was roughly about 10:50. You know, I would hope that that guy would realize that he has the right to his opinion, but the mayor is someone's wife. She's the mother of a daughter. She's a person. Obviously, he has his right to his opinion, but to call someone other than their name is wrong. And if he's listening, I would hope that he would man up and call the station and issue an apology to the mayor, because that was just wrong. We all need to take it down a notch. And for him or anyone else to call people other than their God-given name, you know, it's inflammatory. And, you know, it adds to the problems that we have in our society where everybody is on edge. We have enough problems going on.
I think he used the word idiot, if my memory serves me correct. I was just trying to move on. Part of the problem, though, Austin, as you well know, the level of frustration out there right now is huge, and folks are getting it from all ends. You know, streets not being repaired, lights not being repaired, sewage and water board can't get a water bill right. The list goes on and on and on. They're being held up. Their property's being stolen, and they're frustrated. And you know, and I think the level of frustration in our community right now is at a defining moment. And you know, as I was talking to Michael Heck earlier, it's almost as though, you know, folks are stepping up right now. NOLA Coalition, very successful. And what I'm feeling and hearing from people, it's this sense that they're about to lose something, and that something is the place that they call home. And you know, when we're running to Europe to sign sister agreements twice in 30 days, and the possibility of going to Singapore to talk about climate change, and we can't get electricity to a pump. There's this sense where people are looking to vent. Now, I try to keep it as respectful as I possibly can of those callers that come in, but I understand the frustration. Maybe the mayor's seeing it for the first time. She didn't go to Singapore, and she decided to visit, you know, roll calls. You've heard me say this on the show many times. If your mayor not spending the first 90 minutes of every day focused on crime, you're not doing your job. Because that's how serious it is, and that's
it's
where
very
we find
serious. I was home last night, and at my home, I heard gunshots. I get the property bills. I got to dodge potholes. I put my trash out once a week, hoping that it's still picked up, and it may not be picked up. I get it, but still, you don't call.
No, I get it. No, I get it. There's a balance. I get it. I understand. Yeah. But
he probably would be furious if someone called his wife or the mother of his children an idiot. And we all have to take it down a notch so we could be better. And it starts with us. You know, this is not something that elected officials control, or I don't blame the police in any way, shape, or form. You know, it starts with us. We all have free will, and we have to do better.
But the sense I get in a lot of in the voice and in the tenor and the tone of a lot of folks, their frustration is they really care. They don't want to leave. They don't want to go somewhere else. They want it. And if you recall in his comments, and I'm not trying to defend him, he hearkened back to the days that he could walk down Bourbon Street, he could go to Galatoire's, he could go visit the restaurants, take his family, walk down Bourbon Street, and feel safe. And that's what everybody wants. And why we got to a point that we were willing to sacrifice that is beyond me. And I say this all the time, you got to set the bar high and not be willing to accept anything less. And until we get there... That frustration will continue to mount. As always, Austin Badon, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. Have a great week, my friend.
Thank you, my friend. You too. Take care.
All righty. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, folks, you will remember that we reported on the displeasure articulated by Eric Adams, the mayor of New York, as well as Muriel Bowser, the mayor of Washington, D.C., relative to Governor Abbott busing illegal migrants up to their two respective sanctuary cities. And got a text here that reminded me about this story. In fact, I printed it out because I wanted to talk about it earlier and I forgot. Text says, another good one. Dem mayor of New York, Eric Adams, says if Governor Abbott of Texas keeps sending busloads of illegals to his city, he'll show them. He's going to get a group of New Yorkers and send them to Texas so they can knock on doors to campaign for lib candidates for the midterms. And rightfully so, he says he's a hypocrite. New York is a sanctuary city. I refer to a campaign speech that he gave talking about that and the obligation and the fiduciary responsibility that they had to those folks until they actually show up. And that's a problem. When I first read the story, I was kind of amused because it was kind of like, well, I'll show Texas. I'll send a busload of New Yorkers down there. And then they explained it in the rest of the story as to what that actually meant. He says that New York City has always represented the democratic values, the values of our city, showing compassion, and that's what we're doing today. I'm not so sure that that's how he's doing that today, but it remains to be seen. Let's go to Jay on line one. Jay, welcome to the show.
Hey, Noel. How you doing, buddy?
Good, and you?
All right. I just wanted to comment on the incarcerated individuals, okay?
Right.
I know a few former incarcerated individuals, and I believe you do, too. Mm-hmm. I think they would rather, when they go back to their neighborhood, be referred to as inmates coming from Tulane Abroad or Gretna, right? Instead of being referred to as an incarcerated individual coming out of a protected facility in downtown New Orleans or Gretna, right?
Yeah, well, I don't. I really don't understand the difference because an inmate is a person confined. Yeah, well, I get it, but I mean, I don't understand what we're worried about. This politically correct way of referring to someone who's been held accountable for their actions that we have to worry about the sensitivity of that individual and whether or not this term inmate is dehumanizing and demoralizing them. I don't get it.
Their reasoning is this will be less dehumanizing, right?
Well, that's what they claim, but I mean, do you view it that way?
They have the solution then. This will solve everything, I believe.
Sure, it's called linguistic stigma. is what this is all about, and advocates are saying that linguistic stigma prevents released inmates from reintegrating into society upon release. So I'm not sure where they're going with all of this. We're spending a lot of time on things that really in the end don't matter much, because I think everybody has already formed an opinion as to, the words that we use. Yeah, words matter. I don't find inmate that offensive by any stretch of the imagination. And I actually haven't had inmates ever say to me that they found the word inmate offensive. I don't know how it's any more offensive than incarcerated person. Inmate to me is kind of gender neutral too, so as it relates to all of that that's going on, that ought to be less offensive to folks as well, but maybe not. Got to get to a break. Scoot's up next. We'll check in with him when we come back. Thank you for the call, Jay. Stay with us. Scoot joins us. What do we have coming up, Scoot?
Well, coming up, we will celebrate the birthday of Ian Anderson by playing back part of a conversation that I had with him recently. And we're also going to talk about going back to school. Any problems so far? We'll talk about it.
All righty. Scoot's up next, folks. Hope you enjoyed today's show. See you tomorrow.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.